Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
That's right, you hear that bass line. You know it's the Groove Tenders getting you set up for a Start, Bench, Cut edition here on a Tuesday. Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with you all here. Start, Bench, Cut brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service text line as well. Jay Southland Tow Service, the proud sponsor of Start, Bench, Cut. We got a little bit of a new theme with this as we try to revamp the start of the show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Show that you might have missed with sort of conversations. Boy, that power outage going out means the air's not working.
I mean, yeah.
Can you feel my breath yet?
It's gotten warmer. And as soon as that went down, I went, oh, we're screwed. It's going to be a hot one today, man. Rolling blackouts.
It didn't kick on for you guys in there, like hardcore?
Onside kick. I don't know.
Is your air conditioning blowing? Me?
Yes. Yeah. The whole thing that we're talking about, the AC. Yeah. Did it kick on? Because mine kicked on hardcore when it. Nothing?
No, it's gotten warmer in here.
Wow,
I'm not
okay.
Lying.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
Coolness has dissipated.
Yeah, it got loud in here because of the AC, so I don't know. Maybe it's different.
Then the boss came in and said, what the hell did you do, Mac?
Exactly.
Mac's awesome. So we start off with Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. OTAs, mini camp, training camp.
All right, I'm gonna go in that order because I like the relaxness of OTAs. I like the quick, like very important mini camp, and then training camp is just too long. And you know, I know like they have success doing it, but nobody else goes away anymore like they do. Maybe that's why they have the success. But I like OTA start, mini camp, bench, cut, training camp, and I think players would probably move.
At least
that
training camp, you can sit down.
That is true. Yeah, you can. Yeah,
big advantage. Yeah. Mac.
I'll start training camp because I haven't gotten to go yet, and so the anticipation's there. And plus, of course, it works. We know it's successful. I'll bench OTAs, had a great time there, and I'll cut minicamp. Even though I liked it, I'll just cut it shorter.
You would start them all if you could.
Of course. Yeah. Absolutely.
Which is great that you start the unknown. I like that about you.
Yeah. Do you and Binkley fight over who gets the the rights to OTAs if they ever become an orphan? Like, do
no,
you get
Binkley
them
just he? Fights no, with Neil me. Jones because Neil Jones stole his golf cart.
Well, yeah, but that's a real fight. Like, you steal a golf cart from somebody, you know, like Binkley, you got some problems,
yeah.
Man.
You're a Richard.
Yeah.
We'll run into him if we go Saturday.
You were there, right?
Oh, yeah. I've seen some highlights of that man. I saw him choke down two breakfast burritos from McDonald's in a matter of 3 seconds. Ooh. I thought it was Joey Chestnut.
Binkley?
No. He can't eat those. He gets the bubble guts. Only reason I know that is I picked Binkley up one time to go to camp. I was like, hey, I got you some breakfast burritos. Yeah, I appreciate you being able to have to eat those when you get back home. I was like, why? He goes, yeah. All right. I did not have a follow-up. Dog days of summer have officially hit the middle of it, I would say. June, July, August.
I start June because I like the late spring. You know, you're kind of getting
the allergies,
summer.
Though.
Yeah, the allergies are there, but I'm still starting June. I like the early part of the year. I'm benching July, and I'll cut August because August is like back to school, and at 48 years old, I still hate back to school. Hate it with all my heart.
I'll start August because that's our birthday month.
That's right.
That's our birthday month, go. So that's important for us. I'm yeah. gonna well. I'll bench June, and then I'll cut July.
Wow, getting rid of the 4th, getting rid
I
of
know,
fireworks,
but what
lake,
else?
Pools.
Okay, that day. But then what else does July have for me?
Hot dog
well, start
eating
a training camp. Hot dog, yeah, hot dog eating contest. You know, all star games.
Hot dog eating.
Contest. Yeah, dude, we met the goat.
Yeah, we did.
Man.
He
yeah.
wanted to take a picture with us,
what,
and we
dope,
said no.
You said, is that what you called him? The dope.
The glizzy goblin.
The douche. You said
the guy hitting throat missiles nonstop, soaked in water.
I've never seen like more people just disappointed at meeting a human being like that.
It really was. We were all just.
You guys want to take a bit? No. No, actually, I want to continue taking shots of Casa Amigos. Thank you, Sneaky Pete's. I am going to start July because I love the month of July. I love the holiday. I love everything about it. I'm going to bench August because my birthday is not important anymore after you get the age of 21. I know the 40 mark is great. The 50 mark is great. If you get to 60, congrats. But yeah, bench August and I'll cut June. Because June's just such a conundrum. It rains for like 3 days straight. Then your allergies are bad. I'm complaining. I get it. But that's why I cut June. I start July and I bench August.
I'll take rain right now, though.
Oh.
It doesn't take long to go into drought mode around here.
We get into the all-star voting where we said earlier that Michael Garcia was 7th on the list of third basemen, but in the top 3 of major categories in that position. So, start bench cut on a potential Royal that you would like to see go into the all-star game. Because right now they're going to have Bobby. Obviously, pitchers will figure that out.
What was that?
I don't know. You need to get Coach in here and move the TVs out in the hallway. But Estevez, Garcia, Sal on All-Star.
I'm going to start Garcia. I'll bench Sal and I'll cut Estevez. I'd love to see Garcia get to the All-Star game this year. He deserves it. Salvi is just great to have around. He's fun. And Estevez is just a pitcher. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm doing it a little differently. He leads the MLB in saves, and that's his job. So I'm going to start him. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bench Garcia because it's been a cold couple weeks. And I'm going to cut Salvi because he hasn't been that type of player.
Yeah, Carlos Estevez, man. That's just, you know, 22 saves. Next one is Hader in Houston with 19. And then Munoz and Clase tied at 18. Clase, that guy.
Back. Right?
Yeah, well,
for now
we'll see. But yeah, I'm going to start Estevez. I'm going to bench Garcia, and then I hope Sal gets one more, just because he was like, I still remember the moment where he caught Mariano,
yeah,
in that last little moment. He was robbed in the home run derby because of Pete Alonso, and all this other sort of stuff. But I mean, I'd like to see Sal get the one more. Deserving wise, he's not there over Garcia, so I would bench Garcia. But Estevez, out of anyone who deserves it, when you bring up deserving it. I mean, where's this team if they don't have Carlos Estevez? You can have the same conversation with Michael Garcia. Where are they at without Michael Garcia? But damn, 22 saves, leading baseball.
It's pretty good, and he was kind of an afterthought. Once they didn't get Santander, he was the backup plan, and it's worked out well.
This team can't hit right now. Could you imagine they had Santander, who can't hit either?
I know.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. And not have Estevez in the back of the bullpen?
I bring up the wide receivers coming in this year to the room of the Kansas City Chiefs, and one Patrick Mahomes. Start bench cut on this sort of season for this receiver. Brown, Rice, Worthy.
I'm going to start Rice. I'm going to bench Worthy. I'll cut Brown.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll start for the. Yeah, I'll start. Yeah, I'll start Rice. I'll bench Worthy. I'll cut Brown. That's really close, though.
I'm going to start Rice. I'm going to bench Hollywood Brown. Yeah. Contract year.
Yeah.
He's got that sort of pivotal year if he balls out, which he's going to have some initiative to do that. To go get that 2-3-4 year deal somewhere else, making a ton of money. Missed a lot of last year, all of last year, basically. And he's the veteran out of those three. And if he's going to be the trusty vet that can run those few over the tops, those bubble screen, those drags across the middle, when everybody else is paying attention to Kelsey and Rice and Worthy, I think Brown can be a valuable asset.
Yeah.
And Worthy, second year, we'll see. We got plenty more. But again, we talk about how this offense and the Royals moves around Bobby Witt Jr. This receiving core will move around Rasheed Rice and how good he can be in that secondary for the defenses. Last night I made barbecue chicken, made those tenders on the grill, barbecue sauce. They were fantastic. These are all grilled options, so no fried. Barbecue chicken, teriyaki chicken, buffalo chicken.
Right in that order. That's the perfect order for me. I'm going to start the barbecue, I'll bench the teriyaki, and I'll cut the buffalo. I like buffalo chicken, but it's all right.
Because I feel like teriyaki barbecue might kind of be in the same neighborhood, but they're not.
They're not, no.
One's like a sweeter, thinner. The other barbecue kind of like a more bull, molassy, sassy. Mm-hmm. And buffalo is just kind of in an island by itself.
It really is. It's different. So, no, I'll go in that order. I think that's a good order.
Yeah, I'll switch the yaki and the barbecue, but yeah, that's it.
So you're going teriyaki one?
Yep. But cut the buffalo chicken.
I think I'm going to start barbecue, bench buffalo, and cut teriyaki.
Okay.
I don't know why. I don't really have a solid answer for you on that one. Maybe the salt count?
Salt is, yeah.
I mean, teriyaki is so good, though. Or if you do like that Japanese barbecue sauce on some grilled chicken.
That's the way to go now.
Yeah, I got to try that.
Oh, it's money. I sent it to Ralph the other day. He bought every bottle of it.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me. What's up? My name's Dick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Who are you and why are your shoes shiny?
You guys were talking yesterday about foods to make in the heat. Hannah's been making the salad for ever since we've been together, but in the summers, watermelon, cucumber, and feta cheese.
Hell yeah.
Really good.
Sign me up, baby.
So good.
Mm. And that's sweet and salty to the extreme. Because feta is just crumbly salt that's like kind of...
Yeah, it's basically cheese that's made of salt. Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Things you can throw, start, bench, cut, since Joe Burrow can't throw a baseball. Baseball, football, softball.
I'm going to start the baseball. I'll bench football, and I'll cut the softball. Throwing a softball is a lot harder. After coaching the kids for a few years, you realize, man, I can't get that thing as far as I thought I could.
You got to palm it with all four fingertips.
Yeah, I've only thrown a softball a few times. I'll start football, bench baseball, cut softball.
I love the way the football releases when you get it right.
When you get it right, but it's very rare.
Yeah, I'm throwing ducks 8 out of 10 passes, but those two that spiral and they're perfect, and your buddy's kid catches the pool diving in, you're like, still got it.
Exactly, yeah. Body under center.
Yeah, we are really losing power here today.
It is what it is, but we'll stay here as long as we can. I think I'm going to start the baseball. I'm going to bench the football, and the softball I'm going to cut because I feel like when I throw a baseball, I feel like Ricky Bobby, I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know if I'm supposed to I don't know.
Well, you had a good form on that first pitch.
Yeah, well, that's true. Coming up, or here coming up, we still got some time. Teams with worse records, start, bench, cut. Colts, Saints, Panthers. I bring this up because I saw from JPA Football on Twitter, Daniel Jones has taken a significant lead as the starting quarterback for the Colts.
So I'm cutting the Colts, starting the Panthers, and benching the Saints. Don't tell me anything about Daniel Jones. That guy's got a track record of ass.
Well, what does that say about the Colts? And what does that say about Anthony Richardson? A lot.
Yeah.
Because if you're Anthony Richardson, you get cut for Andy Kaufman, who couldn't make it in New York.
I mean,
whose highlight is running wild and free and tripping. I mean, Wiz Khalifa makes that touchdown.
Better than what the Saints have under center.
And who do they have under center right now?
Spencer Rattler.
So when are they trading for Jameis Winston? Like, what are the Giants going to want?
Nah, they're sucking for Arch.
Yep.
They want to bring the kid. Good, they want to bring the kid home to dad.
But does the kid want to play there? That's the other thing. I know that's their franchise and whatnot, but if you're the Mannings, do you want your kid going and playing for?
Well, you can't go to Indianapolis. You can't go to New York.
Yeah.
You get your choice of coach if you're the Mannings. Because what's his name is not good. Kellen Moore probably wouldn't be the guy, right? That's a stopgap this year, and maybe they get to choose the coach, have some control. I don't know.
You really think that's going to happen? They're going to fire Kellen Moore, who's been a god and a hero and the greatest thing since sliced bread for all of these mooks out there talking about how great these assistant coaches are?
Or they brought in Kellen Moore like, hey, man, you're going to wear this one.
Yeah.
It's okay. We'll cover you in the media. Yep. We'll get you set up, and then we're going to get you your quarterback. You got your wide receiver. You got your running back. We'll keep you all right, but this year you're going to wear it. And don't you dare win more than 5 games.
Yeah, impossible.
But
yeah.
The Colts might be the worst team in football this year.
Really? Yeah, I'll cut them here. I think they're better than the Saints, and they've got a better roster than the Panthers, at least. We'll see.
Panthers have the best quarterback, and that ain't saying much.
I think so. Yeah, I think you're right.
Last one, we go to meals in the heat before we go to break. BLT, club sandwich, sub sandwich.
What kind of sub sandwich are we
talking? Whatever you want, Daddy.
All right.
You go Jersey Mike's, you go Good Sense, you can go Jimmy John's now that they're toasting them. Did you know that, by the way?
Yeah, I don't want a toasted sub at this point.
No, I don't ever want a toasted
sub. No, I'm not into the toasted sub. Boy, I'll probably start the sub. I'll go with the BLT and then the club.
What if it's the Southern BLT and the Diamond Club? Is that a fried green tomato?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was really good.
Really? Yeah. I looked at the menu after I went the next night or the next time I went down there, and I was like, this is what Bob got. And I was like, oh, I didn't know they had a fried green tomato on it.
It was really good, yeah.
Smash.
Yeah, it looked good.
Yeah, I'll start. Same order. Sub, BLT, club.
Mm-hmm. I'll go BLT, sub, cut the club, too much bread.
It is too much bread.
Take out the middle layer of that bread. But a club sub on a wheat with those little...
But then it's just an overstacked sandwich or something. Like the club part, I think you have to have like that Big Mac slice of bread in there for no reason.
We'll dive into the importance of this Royal Series, plus go back over what the Chiefs training camp schedule looks like and what it means for this year, and a big surprise that could happen at left tackle because we still live in Brett Veach town. You listen to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Loving the text line because they bring in their own start bench cuts. Somebody says, start bench cut comedies that could not be made today. Tropic Thunder, The Hangover, or Horrible Bosses? I don't know. I saw that Tom Cruise wants to do a Tropic Thunder 2, and they asked Robert Downey Jr. about it. He says, we've been talking. So,
dang,
stay
really?
Tuned.
That would be awesome.
That's right.
I've seen all three of those.
Start bench cut from the 913, Quick Trip, 7-Eleven, Casey's. I was actually at a 7-Eleven for the first time in a while on Sunday.
How was it?
Interesting. They had like fried chicken, potatoes, like all this stuff in this, like, it looked like a popcorn machine maker. That's like the color of the window.
I know, because I got one by my house that's the same way. I don't ever open that door.
Not a chance. Yeah. Not a chance.
I mean, you don't know how long that stuff's been sitting there.
QT Star Bench Casey's cut 7-Eleven.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, this one says for Bob, bean and bacon breakfast. Taco, New York pizza, KC barbecue.
I can't answer that. It's like asking me to pick my favorite child. But I will start the bean and bacon breakfast taco right now because I still haven't found one in 25 years that was as good as the ones I had down in Texas. Oh, my God. They were so good.
Bean and breakfast, or what is it? Bean and what?
Bean and bacon breakfast taco. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why you'd hate that. Oh, I mean, you got to be like, yeah.
Thick bacon, too.
This one comes from Steven Inspector. Shower beer, after lawn mowing beer, first tailgate beer. It's a very good
thing. Shower beer is a start. Man, and then
that,
I would
that
say
mowing beer, though.
Yeah, that's bench, and then the tailgate beer is. I mean, why am I cutting that one? But you know, yeah. Like, but the other two are just more refreshing, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I think I literally, I'm not lying, and not trying to just for advertisement, but I think I literally mowed the lawn last Friday, and I don't think I took a breath of air and finished an entire Surfside.
Yeah,
like one, because it was, you know, last Friday, right? It was 90 when we left the building. Mm-hmm. I had to mow, had plans. And I mean, I just literally was like a crack and just completely gone. I was like, is there any like anything left in this? Speaking of Surfside, you can get those at the K all season long. And the K comes back to life tonight as those Tampa Bay Rays, Q's old team.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit of extra fight in Q. Bubic on the slab tonight going up against Tampa Bay. This is a playoff game, baby.
It is. It should be a playoff game. I mean, this is a team that's ahead of you in the standings. And if you want to be a playoff team and not a seller in the next couple of weeks, you've got to start winning games, man. You really do. And especially at home, being 500 at home is not good enough. You need to be above 500 at home. And they say go 500 on the road. That's always been the case in the NFL. Win the majority of your games at home, go 500 on the road, you're going to be fine. I don't know how baseball views it, but being 500 at home is not good enough. But this is a team that's ahead of you in the standings. This is a team you need to beat. This is a team that you need to, you know, show that you're better than if you're going to be a playoff team. Right now, you're two games below 500. You got to get back to 500 before we can even have playoff conversations about this team. And so it begins tonight.
Yeah, I like this opportunity for the Royals because it's not like the Rays are Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts of the Dodgers who come to town Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But they are a team that you have to beat. They are a team that is competing at a very high rate. Especially in that AL East with the Yankees and Red Sox and all those teams as well. The Red Sox, maybe not a bigger threat as Tampa is to New York, but Tampa is the leader in the clubhouse at the top spot in the wild card position. They have a 2.5 game lead over everyone. They have a 4.5 game over the Royals. You talk about going back to 500. You win the first two games, you're all of a sudden 2.5 out of the top spot over Tampa. Right now is all about leapfrogging those teams that you've allowed to get in front of you. There's a chance you could use two of those because Minnesota's playing Seattle right now, who's one of the hottest teams in baseball that you'll play in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You're also playing Tampa Bay. You get to 40-40 and you get to 2.5 games outside of Tampa Bay. You're in that little graphic that is the line that separates the division from the guys that are outside of the wild card.
Right.
This series in Kansas City tonight with Bubic on the mound, I can't think of a better setup for it. You're coming off of a road trip where you went 4-2 after a players only meeting that was must have a winning road trip. Now you come home where you were competitive with San Diego. I'm not going to lie there. Yeah, you won the first game, and it was a little soured at the end because you started off 4-0 on the road trip, and you lost the final two. And then all of a sudden, you know, you swept Texas, where you don't play well in Arlington, but you let your offense speak for itself. But the one thing that everybody's wanting to see at home is that offense that is so vibrant on the road. Bring that home tonight and let Chris Bubic go out there and do his thing.
Yeah, and you mentioned the starting staff, and like I guess you know, they say insanity is doing the same thing over again and expecting different results. You read that staff, I'm like, 3 wins, it's great. But then I forget, we can't score. And if we can't score, we can't win. And that's what this team needs, you know, to be focused on. The stat that stood out to me that was like, whoa, is that the Royals are the only team in baseball right now, and we're at the end of June, who do not have an extra base hit with the bases loaded. How is that possible? At this point of the season, the Royals do not have a double, a triple, or a home run when the bases have been loaded. They do not have an extra base hit through the first 3 months of the season when the bases are loaded. That right there is the biggest, like, holy crap, how is this possible?
Right.
But that's where we are right now. And so the pitching has been outstanding. You eventually think it's going to come back to earth. Hasn't yet. It's been outstanding for the most part. But until this offense gets going, like, it doesn't matter if you have Maddox, Smoltz, and Glavine out there. You've got to find a way to score runs. And this team just hasn't proven that they can do that consistently over the first 3 months of this season.
Royals insider Josh Verner was on our show yesterday, and he had this to say about one of the key bats in this lineup and where they need to produce.
Because, again, Vinny Pasquantino, 92 at-bats with a runner in scoring position. Nobody in baseball has more. He's hitting a buck 96. I believe he's better than that, but again, 92 at-bats with the runner in scoring position almost halfway through the season.
So Vern there, he'll be on tonight on 96.5 The Fan at 5:30 for Vern's On Deck show. Remember, if you call in for the pitch clock, you have a chance at winning tickets to see the Pirates. We don't know if Skeens is going to pitch in that series yet, but you can't see him if you don't win the ticket. So make sure you're listening to Vern at 5:30. About 5:45-ish, you'll have a chance to be that contestant and win that competition. But that's the other thing, man. Like, there are certain things within this team that make it turn and burn. One of them is the most important, and that is the pitching. Mm-hmm. If the pitching's there, you have a chance. That's always been the issue, or always been the statement. The other one is that it's Bobby Witt Jr. If Bobby's going, the rest of the team seems to go. And I remember they had Q on Saturday when they were playing on Fox, and they were talking to him about how the offense showed up in Texas and how it'd been, you know, decent in the first game against San Diego. And he's like, yeah, look, when Bobby goes, the rest of the team goes. It just becomes addicting and fun, and you want to be a part of it. The other thing, too, is what Vern always says and what you say a lot of, too. This team goes when Bobby, Vinny, and Sal are productive. And now, I'm not saying that Salvador Perez, by the end of the year, if they are a playoff contender and team and they're getting to where they need to be, that Salvador Perez needs to be hitting fourth. I'm not for that. But I believe he does need to be moved out in the order. But Vinny Pasquantino hitting a buck 96 with runners in scoring position and also having 96 at-bats with runners in scoring position and not being able to produce, man. Dog, Vinny, you got to, like, get these runs in. We can't have pop-ups. We can't have these. I know last year it was funny. He was hitting sack flies, and they were saying he was out, but the runs were scoring. He was like, well, what do you want me to do? Vinny, I just want you to become a gap hitter. I want you to be that guy. I get it. You have the power. We've seen it. You've got the RBIs and all that sort of stuff. But if Vinny can start doing more production in that slot in the lineup, hitting fourth behind Garcia and above a Sal and a Cags, you kind of loosen that tension on everybody else because – if the guy in the four slot doesn't do it when you've got an Indy and Bobby on base or Garcia and Bobby are on first and third, and here comes Vinny with one out, you got to hope that you can get one, hell, at least two in that inning. You're not getting a lot when you're hitting 196 with runners in scoring position.
You're really not. And that's why I didn't hate when I heard Mark DeRosa yesterday on MLB Network suggest moving Cags to the third spot in the lineup. And I'm like, you know what? At this point in time, why not try that, right? I mean, see what he can do in the first inning. Odds are somebody will be on base, whether it's Bobby or India. Either one of those guys can get on base, or maybe if you got Garcia at the top of the lineup. And then you can have Cags hitting third. And I would try that. I would see if that can make a difference for you and if that gives you the boost that you need, because while he's done a decent enough job, hitting him seventh or eighth takes all the pressure off him. But eventually, if he's going to be the sixth overall pick and he's going to be this power hitter, we need to hit him third, probably fourth ultimately in this lineup. But I would try him at third. I love that idea by Mark DeRosa. He goes, you know, the Roman Anthony kid, I almost called him Roman Miller, Ralph's son, Roman Anthony took off, he said, in Boston when they started batting him third in that lineup. And I'm like, well, if it's working for them, why not? I mean, what's the harm of trying? You're two games below 500 right now. It's not like you're battling for the division title or anything like that. You don't want to change things. I would change it up a little bit and see what the possibilities are of hitting him third and seeing if he can get the job done in that spot, because nobody's really getting that job done consistently in that third spot. Those numbers by Vinny that you threw out there too, I mean, my God, that's bad.
Yeah, you can't have that.
But everybody stinks with runners in scoring position. Again, zero extra base hits with the bases loaded this year. So, like, what is it, man? Like, what's happening in those situations?
But it leans significantly more on your fourth hitter, because that's why he's there. He's supposed to be the base clear. He's supposed to be the table set. Now go clean it up.
Right.
By the way, the Royals' significant favorites tonight, they were -137 on the money line. Tampa Bay +113. That's according to DraftKings. Vegas likes Bubich tonight against the Tampa Bay Rays. So again, I'm with you. I don't, because that's been the main question, is should Bobby hit third? And I don't know if you mess with that necessarily. He hit second all last year, the year before. I know he hit like leadoff and then moved to second. And a lot of people want to see Garcia hit second and Bobby hit third. I will say this, because I've seen a lot of reports going around via Twitter and, you know, people's vlogs on Facebook or people's opinions of certain players in the Royals stat or on the Royals roster. And the one name that I see a lot of is Michael Garcia, right? Royals PR doing a good job of trying to get his name out there for the All-Star game, because he's been doing great at third base, leading top three in major categories, seventh in voting for third base. Tough crowd, Jose Ramirez, Lance Bregman as well.
I mean,
well.
Ramirez is your guy. I mean, Jose's the best third base. I love him.
He's got, the fourth best odds to win MVP.
I mean, I just love him. I would give anything to have him on our team. Like, he's one of those players, and I hate to be like, Torrey Hunter was one of those guys over the years that I coveted. Like, I always wanted him on my team. Hosey's that guy now, too. I want him here so bad, and I know it's not possible. But.
And I know the thing that everybody says about Mike Hoger, not everybody, but a lot of people say that Mike Hoger is the future of the core. If that's your mentality and that's what you want to see Mike Garcia do, then you better hope this team is winning before the All-Star break, because I feel like he is a very valuable piece, because there's a lot of people out there that are saying, well, if they're not going to be a playoff team, they're going to fall below 500. It's going to be the All-Star break and they're, you know, 4.5, 5 games out of the wild card. Sell.
Yeah.
Mike Garcia will be one of those names that people will call about and be like, how much for Garcia? If this team is winning, then I think that they will continue to have Michael Garcia be on this team, because if they're winning, it's because of what he's doing. If they're losing and what he's doing doesn't matter, then what's the point when you can go get some sort of, you know, talent in your bullpen, or you can add somebody that's in a minor league system for a guy that's proven it right now in the league. But if you want Michael Garcia to be a part of this core as a Royals fan, then you want this team to continue winning this season.
Yeah, you do. Absolutely. And look, I think if you fall to, you know, 4 games, 5 games under 500, we get closer to the All-Star break. Obviously, Lugo's the number one name on the top of the list. I think he commands the most in return. But as I told you yesterday, I'm listening on everybody. You know, that's the job of the general manager. I hate when people say this guy's off limits, right? Now, there are very few guys you're not trading. Obviously, you're not going to trade Bobby. You're not going to trade Mahomes, right? Those are the guys that you're never going to trade. But you have to be listening on everybody, because you never know what somebody's going to offer you. And you may like not think about trading Michael Garcia at this time, right? And you may think to yourself, oh, no, that's a guy we really like. And then let's say, I don't know, I'm just going to draw a team here. The Diamondbacks call you and they say, we really want Michael Garcia. And they present this offer to you. You're like, really? That's what you're going to offer for him? Okay. Then we have to consider doing that. And that is the job of the general manager. Someday a GM needs to like just write a book of all the trades that they were offered. Like when Brett Veach is done, I would like to know all the trades that people have like offered him for Patrick Mahomes or even Andy Reid, for God's sakes, right? Like I guarantee you, you know, Brett has gotten phone calls from people offering just the most random stuff that they could, just in a joking manner, but also like, hey, what are you really thinking over there? So I'd love to see that. But I think everybody right now has to be discussed. And if somebody calls, you have to consider the offer. You can obviously say no, but you have to consider and listen to offers for everybody on this roster right now.
To give people an idea of what Tampa Bay is this year, they are sixth in baseball with runs scored, sixth in hits, fourth in average, 10th in on-base percentage, 11th in slugging. They're tied for 14th in home runs. Their pitching staff, 8th in runs allowed, 12th in hits allowed. ERA, they're 8th, and WHIP, they are 3rd. Ks per 9, they are 16th. So, I mean, they're a little bit above average team. You're basically playing where I think you thought you'd be as a Royals team this year, as where Tampa Bay is. Like, should be the better average team, should be the better hitting team, should have the pitching staff that goes along with it. And right now, Tampa Bay has that. So you can go out there and you can try to, like, stick it to them and try to get ahead of them in the standings as best as possible, even though a sweep, you'd still be a game and a half out, but you would jump over a lot of teams in your way.
And that's the other thing, too, when you're looking at the wild card standings, it's not about the games back. It's about the teams ahead of you as well, and having to count on all these teams to lose and jockeying for position. And so, but you put yourself here. This is self-inflicted, you know?
No doubt about it. We put ourselves there in a little bit because we will have the announcement from, or we had it, the announcement that training camp starts July 22nd. Kind of excited about that. I don't know. Training camp just kind of gives you that feel like, all right, we're here. Like now we've gone through the off time in the NFL. We've gone through the draft, gone through the schedule release, gone through all that sort of stuff. We know everybody's playing, when they're playing. We've had the draft. We know who's on the team. We know who's been signed, all that. Now it's like, okay, this is where it starts. And we always go back into the middle of the season when the Chiefs are 7-1 or they're, you know, 6-0. And it's like, why is this team so good? And it always goes back to St. Joe.
It does.
And Mac, you and I will go out there this year and you'll see it, because you'll see these guys that are 9-10 year veterans. Like, you'll see guys like Travis Kelce that are out here in 120 degree heat index, sweating their ass off, because they know at the end of the year, they all go back to what St. Joe is, which is where everything starts.
It started in St. Joe.
It literally does. You bunk with a guy you've never met before. Yeah. You're part of, you watch the franchise. You
dudes are blowing up toilets.
I mean, that and hitting the ice bath, all that sort of stuff. But I mean, the team building and the bonding that this team always has when it comes to St. Joe, because of like how hot it is, how tempers kind of flare. And that's like the fun thing too, is to see like, yeah, the first couple of days, everybody's best friends. Mm-hmm. Boy, by about August 1st, everybody hates each other. And that's that start of that in-house competition.
Yeah, like, it's about the first week. Yeah, yeah,
everybody's cool with each other.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you know, guy sneezes on another guy. Hey, dude, what the hell? I'm ready to hit somebody.
Right.
Plus, it means sprint. It means that preseason's around the corner. It means you're going to start to see, you know, your team play on a Friday night at 6 o'clock. You're like, all right, here we go. Stars going to play the whole first half. That's what Andy said.
One play.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Like, damn it, I fell for it again.
Every year. Well, Andy said they're going to play one play.
But I am excited because I always look for where the in-house competition is. Cornerback 2 and 3. Who's taking that stride? Brian Cook and our guy.
Jaden Hicks.
Who's going to be the guy?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Kareem, Isaiah Pacheco. Who's going to be that trusted running back? Jared Wiley, what are you going to look like this year? You got a tight end that might be on his way out that you could pick his brain. You could really take a step mm-hmm. up. Does that start in St. Joe? And in-house competition is what makes teams great. You talk about hitting Cags third and a guy like Vinny who hadn't gotten it done in that slot. Guess where Cags is going to play baseball at majority of his career?
First base.
Guess where Vinny plays right now? And what if Cags starts producing the three hole and being a powerful hitter? That's in-house competition that might make Vinny that much better.
But it also makes Vinny expendable too. And you get the opportunity to maybe trade him in the offseason and get something back in return for him.
So what's your biggest takeaway so far from this camp when it comes to the Kansas City
Chiefs? Well, I think there's one major area of competition. That's left tackle. And I think that's going to be the thing that everybody looks at going up to St. Joe. Who's going to win it? Is it going to be the veteran who's never really played there or is it going to be Simmons? I mean, who's going to win that left tackle spot? I think that's where everybody's going to be kind of focused on, because I really do believe that's the only position of that we really truly care about, right? Of competition that's out there right now. We pretty much know everything else. The other thing is, when is Trey going to get here? Are we going to get that deal done? You know, we don't want to push this thing too far back, but I think ultimately that left tackle spot, the competition there is going to be really, really good. And it's going to be really good because Simmons is healthy now.
Yeah, because Simmons is there. Before, it was just like, all right, Jalen Moore's going to start and Simmons whenever he's ready. But yeah, I think cornerback too. You mentioned that, Dusty. That's a battle. Right.
Yeah, it's a huge battle.
Huge battle. Who's the quarterback too?
How much competition is there in the receiver room? Like, how eager are you to go out there and play with Patrick Mahomes? Because what that can do, because think about this. Rashee Rice is going to want a contract eventually. Hollywood Brown's going to want a contract next year to get that money in the bag before he heads out of the NFL. Xavier Worthy's on year two. He wants to stick around and make money. And, I mean, here we are. Like, I want to be that guy. I want to be the trusted one. I know there's a lot of hands and one football. Who's going to be that main guy that's going to step up and be the receiver, or is it going to be by committee every game? Somebody else is going to lead.
Yeah, and if it is by committee every game, you got to make sure that everybody's on board with that too, which I think they are. I think when you play with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, you're not going to have those situations where you're not getting the damn ball like Keyshawn Johnson did. Well, you were the only guy out there at that point in time. We've got legitimately 4 wide receivers, 2 tight ends, 2 running backs. Like, there's a lot of mouths to feed on this offense. And you know what? They're going to be just fine. And I'll tell you right now, do not draft anybody on your fantasy team from the Chiefs and then wonder why you only got 617 yards receiving from Rashee Rice and 4 touchdowns, because that's what everybody's going to get on this roster for the Chiefs. Every wide receiver, 600 to 800 yards, handful of touchdowns, and they're going to have an offense, and Patrick Mahomes' stats are going to be insane, but individually their stats are not going to be wonderful, but overall it's going to be a great offense this year, because that's what they want to do, get back to throwing the ball deep, you know?
If they don't get back to throwing the ball deep, there will be major concerns. People will be on the hot seat. There better be a myriad of injuries if they're not getting the deep ball. If this team is healthy, there is no excuse. This better be a high-flying, high-octane, high-rate offense. There's legitimately no excuse. And when you talk about stats, I'd agree with you for the most part. I think Rashee Rice, probably that one anomaly on the team. Could see him having top 12 stats as a wide receiver, but you're right. I mean, everyone else is going to get a piece of the pie.
I think for me, when I look at the stats this year, it's all about getting Patrick Mahomes back, because I think that's what fans want, obviously, feeding Travis Kelce and making it look fun again from an offensive standpoint. And I know they didn't have much fun from an offensive standpoint over the last couple of years because they couldn't get the deep ball, but that all was predicated on not having that left tackle. And so that's why I think that's the most important, you know, kind of cog to this whole thing for the Chiefs is that left tackle spot. If that guy, whoever wins that job, is a rock solid star over there at the left tackle position, the offense will take care of itself.
Via Warren Sharp, 30.8% of Patrick Mahomes' pass attempts targeted players at or behind the line of scrimmage last year. Number one highest rate for any quarterback in a season since at least 2005. Well, there's a reason he didn't have protection. on the left side. So hopefully that is, you know, kind of been nipped in the bud. What's been nipped in the bud, says Vern all the time. But, you know, hopefully that's something that they can kind of develop and they can get that trust back in Patrick Mahomes' mindset. And then all of a sudden we see torched earth. Because that's what we hope to see.
That's exactly right. And really quickly, I think it's all another little factoid that I'm kind of excited about is for the first time in 3 years, we won't be like, okay, who are the wide receivers? Who's making the roster? Like, we know it's going to be Xavier, Hollywood Brown, and Rashee Rice are three that are making it. Jalen Royals, Juju Smith-Schuster, that's five right there. I mean, you've got five. So the option is, okay, you have six. Okay, maybe it's Tyquan Thornton, maybe it's Justin Ross. But, like, you know your wide receivers going into next season. It's the first time in a minute that's been the case.
And we know we're about to hit Justin Ross season.
Oh, yeah.
Big Justin Ross season coming, man. That's what time it is, right? Jay Ross.
Exactly. Yeah, who's the other guy that we used to like at training camp all the time? Ferkser or something? Wasn't there a Ferkser?
Anthony Ferkser, but
Darius Fountain.
Dorice Green or something. Wasn't there a Dorice somebody?
Dorice Fountain was a guy.
Yeah. But there was another, like, a tight end that everybody loved.
You're speaking about Jody Fortson. That's who you're talking about.
Jody!
Where is Jody right now? Is he on a team? Is he available?
Well, he got hurt again, didn't he?
I have no idea. I don't really follow the Fortson Chronicles here.
From the 816, there is no battle between Cook and Hicks. That's not a competition. Cook is a free safety and Hicks is the strong. So, I guess there's...
Don't care.
Do you know if Dan Kilgore is going to play today? Practice?
I don't know. Okay. Things I don't concern myself with: free safety versus strong safety. Go out and make a tackle.
Strong side, weak side. Whatever the hell they say with Julius and Bertier. Has the heat come on yet? I think I can feel it.
I'm getting wiped out right now. I'm going to tell you, this heat is on. There's
the
no air conditioning.
Call me Kenny Loggins. Call him Loggins Kenny. I don't know what you want to do, but we'll talk about what Mac's watching. And if Bob and I jump on board on Love Island, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Nobody more excited than Bob Fesco, sweating through his pits.
Oh, it's that time of year, man. Summer at Odyssey, no air conditioning.
I can just hear the people that work outside. Must be nice that you're inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say to that?
God bless you, people that work outside. Stay hydrated.
Drink water.
Yesterday was hydration day. I did my job. Had to cure that liver from the weekend.
Yeah, you have to do your job because you're working here with the air conditioning now. So you got to hydrate.
The Heat Is On is by Glenn Frey, not Kenny Loggins. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that just sounds like a Kenny Loggins song. I know that's Glenn Frey. That's Glenn Frey. No, it's not.
It is, yeah.
Do you hear Kenny Loggins, though?
Of course. Everything from the 80s on movies was Kenny Loggins.
That, wow, I did not know this is the guy that sang for the Eagles. Today I learned. So Mac is, and by the way, you might see this coming out on our social media platform via Instagram. So go find The Fan 965 and follow us. Love Island is a show that we're supposed to get into during the dog days of summer.
Love Island, man. That's what's going on.
Are you into that? Because my kids are into that. They now have, like, watch parties for Love Island.
Oh,
where
yeah.
They all gather and watch this show, and, like, the reactions are crazy.
Isn't Megan Thee Stallion on it?
You and a teenage girl group, huh?
Yeah, 15 to 35-year-olds. Yeah, I'd say pretty much everyone's in on this. Megan Thee Stallion did come and was, like, a guest host. She was fantastic.
She's such a smooth ride.
Yeah, she was great. But yeah, I mean, it's a fun show. I don't really know how to describe it. It's
because they showed her on a promo in a gold bikini.
Oh yeah.
And I watched it 17 times.
It's a bunch of attractive young people who come to a villa in Fiji, and they're there for the whole summer. And some people leave, some people stay, new people come. They're called bombshells. They decide on couples. Couples break up and get together. There's drama. There's gossip. All
there's drama on this stuff?
Oh,
shocker.
Yeah.
So is there a prize at the end, like $1 million or something?
It's like 50 or 100 grand
love
or something.
Is the prize.
Yeah, exactly.
So what is the ultimate goal of the game? Is to find love, to find money? Is this like Survivor plus The Bachelor combined?
That's
like, what are we talking
that's
about?
That's my... quibble with the show, because you have people on there who are great just work. Wanting to win, get Instagram followers, which is fine, but then there are other people who are like, no, I came here and I actually want to find a person, I want to find a connection. So you've got all these people who are saying they want to find a connection. I'm sure some of them do, and I'm sure some of them want, you know, a million Instagram followers, an endorsement deal, and maybe 100 grand.
I would have normally scoffed when you said come here to find somebody, but I know people that are dating now. The dating pool sucks, man.
It's rough.
Like, it really is. Like, that, it is a bad place to be. And I've just recently heard people like, oh, these Tinders and all this stuff is all crap. You can't find anybody good. So, like, 5 years ago, I would have, they're not there to really find love. But part of me thinks maybe they are. Like, I've done all the dating. I can't find anybody. This sucks. Sure, I'll go on a TV show.
Start, bench, cut, Love Island from 96.5. Carrington Gold or myself?
Alex Gold's got a real big dinger.
To be on the show?
Yeah, Gold would be must watch.
Gold would be great on the show.
I mean, he would be that neurotic, like, just person you want to beat up.
She's such a smooth ride.
Yeah, seriously. She's eating potato salad on ice.
What do you think of this gal, Alex?
I'm like, I have an age range of, yes, 29 and a half to 33 and a quarter, and she falls just outside of that age range. And
there's a plane crash that happens, and it's just carrying Topps baseball cards, and Alex and I are on the beach underneath the campfire ripping packs. You guys are losers.
But you would bring multiple of the girls for chats. See, that's the thing. Some guys find one girl, and that's the girl that they're going to try and be with, and that can backfire on them because if that girl goes with another guy, and all of a sudden you're voted off the island, you know. So you would, I know, Dusty, you'd pull multiple girls for chats. You'd be making jokes. You'd have a couple, you know, plan Bs per se.
Is this a weekly show? Yeah.
This is a weekly show, so me and Hannah are now caught up. So it's every Netflix? Day besides Wednesday. It's Peacock.
Wait, it's every day?
So yeah, they're filming all day right now, and today's episode that'll be released today was, I guess, what they filmed all day yesterday.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Like, it's that quick a turn?
Yes, it's that quick.
You're intrigued.
I am. No, I'm very intrigued by that, because usually it's weeks and months, and it's all edited, and it's phony, and all this kind of stuff.
So they're there right now, right? Whatever being filmed, and today will be, I guess, tomorrow, right, so on and so forth. But yeah, a quick turnaround with the editing. Occasionally, I can tell just from what we do, I'll be like, okay, this audio is way louder than the audio that was the last 2 minutes, because they just probably don't have time. They're not caring. They got to pump this out.
So it comes out every day but Wednesday, then?
Every day but Wednesday, 8 o'clock. So...
And you're familiar with this, the theme song of Love Island, are you?
I don't know.
Because he's J.A.C.
It's a little low there.
That was a little loud.
That's because you can hear the A.C. running.
Yeah.
Because we need A.C.
Because he's J.A.C.
You mentioned the editing you can catch every once in a while. I caught a bad Seinfeld edit yesterday in an episode. Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh, that should have absolutely been edited out. It was just he said she instead of he. And I was like, oh, they never caught that.
Oh, dear God. Somebody said put Binkley on.
Yeah.
I thought it was the heat getting to me now. It's getting to everybody.
It's getting to everyone.
What would that be like?
Oh, my God. Honestly, entertaining.
For how long, though?
Because you know he shows up with the Nathan's hot dog hat that Chestnut brought him.
Yeah. Like, he gets kicked off fast on that island, right? Or he leaves because he's looking for the beer and the remote. And that doesn't exist on Love Island.
Yeah, Bigley would have one question for every girl. Hey, when would you want to get married? And they'd say, September, October. Hey, get along.
Get out of here. Yeah, absolutely.
Why wouldn't mind April? Hey, get him here. What about, I don't know, July? Hey, you get the hot dog competition.
Yeah.
So when do you want to get married? Never.
Yeah.
I thought Jay was really good, but he was just super into the zip line.
And then he complained about his pizza cutter being stolen. You ever going to steal my pizza cutter if we get divorced?
Ugh, don't do it. That's a rude thing to take.
Oh, my God. Binkley on Love Island.
When's the last time you bought a pizza cutter? Exactly. So if somebody stole one, you'd be like, I gotta go buy one of those again.
Yeah,
it would be frustrating. That's a good point.
Somebody says Bink wouldn't last no time.
Yeah, Love Island USA season 7 sets new bar for series, soaring past 1 billion minutes viewed.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know what that
a lot.
Metric, but that's a lot, right? Yeah. So they compared it to UK, which used to be the head honcho of the Love Island.
Where is the Love Island?
This one's in Fiji.
Okay.
Oh. Must be nice.
You spend the whole summer in Fiji as long as you get to stay on the show.
And, how do you get off the show?
You either get voted off by U.S., you know, the people watching, or by the Islanders. So they'll maybe go down to the bottom three, and it's like, all right, it's up to the Islanders vote someone off.
So it really doesn't matter what people on the show think about you. It's what America or the world thinks of you.
Yeah, which...
That carries more clout?
Yeah, which, yeah,
which
exactly.
Is, you know, interesting. So all of these people, I assume, are jobless that are on the show, right?
Yeah, they're influencers.
Oh, they are. Yeah, I'm sure they exactly.
There's, one guy who's a nurse, and I'm like, okay.
All right, that's a fair job.
That's a job.
Yeah, no, that's a great job. You can be a traveling nurse, go anywhere, take some time off. That all makes sense.
Plus, if anybody steps on a sea urchin, he knows that you don't pee on it.
And I didn't buy it from him, but then there's a woman who just went on the show who's diabetic, and he like talked to her, and I was like, okay, he actually knows what he's talking about. All right, I'll believe him. Because before I was saying, judge the book by its cover, I just didn't really buy the nurse thing.
What, he looked too good looking to be a nurse for you?
He's just come on, you can't have everything, but no, he does.
He does.
He's good.
And he's on
smart.
Love Island.
Yeah, and he's on Love Island.
If he's smart, he'll get off it real fast, right? And then find a nice woman back in the States that was watching the show.
So he says Bink would try to hook up with a bartender.
Only get two drinks every night. That's all they give you. So no one's getting inebriated. Yeah.
That's great.
No one's getting intoxicated. Yeah.
I'm out.
I like that idea. Make it as real as you possibly can.
Because I'd rather watch Love on the Spectrum. That's more eye-opening than Love Island. But hey, I'll do you a favor. We tell you to watch movies. I'll do my job and I'll watch Love Island.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I don't think you'll hate it. I really don't.
And it's on Peacock?
Yep.
All right. I'll watch a little bit of it before the Royals game tonight.
Kids love it, man.
I love AC. Go do something
then we
nice.
Gotta get out. Oh, the lights went off again.
And we're flickered. Out. Go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe, stay groovy. It's Love Island's own Binkley and Gold and Drew coming up next from 10 to 2.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.